This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. For many years, Kim Shaw taught art to children at the Kazoo School. Then COVID happened. Teaching is now very different than it was before. And like many teachers, Shaw has explored new ways to connect with both youth and adults through virtual art classes, workshops, and even parties. She's also interested in art as therapy and a way to remain connected with ourselves and others. Kim, talk about your journey as an artist, how you developed your style, how you got interested in art.
I've always been interested in art. It's something I just feel like it's been something I've always wanted to do since I was a young kid, and felt like it was often the one thing that I felt empowered by and good at. And so any opportunity that I had to do the creative project at school or to get involved in some sort of creative project, I jumped in on that. As I got older, I started doing a lot more painting, and that has become the type of art that I love the most to do, is painting, specifically oil painting is favorite.
I was going to ask you on the mediums that you've chosen and why, say, you prefer oil paint over watercolor. I think in some ways, some are more forgiving than others of mistakes, but why have you chosen oils as your favorite medium?
Well, I love doing watercolor as well, but oils, it was something I was intimidated by for a long time. And it wasn't until I went back to school a little later in life, I was actually taking classes at KBCC and with a painting class. And at the beginning of the class, the instructor said, choose acrylics or oils and then stick with it for the whole class. And I felt like it was an opportunity for me to just jump in and to really give it a try. And then I loved it. And the thing I love about it is just the pigments and painting wet on wet so that you can mix colors right on the canvas. I really love using color. And so when it stays wet for such a long time, you can continue to make changes right on the canvas as you go, and I enjoy that adventure.
So you feel like the oils are more forgiving than watercolors?
I do, and because with watercolor, which again, I also enjoy, once something's there, it's there. And which can be a really great thing as far as embracing the mystery and just, you know, painting something and it might not be what you expected because the watercolor is so loose. And then you can follow that journey into something new. But if you want it to be something specific, it's less forgiving as far as layering.
So now in the time of COVID, seems to be a phrase I'm using a lot these days, I wonder how it's affected you. I understand you've taught art for a long time. How has that affected your teaching?
Yes, so that is true. And so for the last, I've done teaching throughout my life, but for the last 7 years, I've been teaching at the Kazoo School here in Kalamazoo, and as the arts educator and director, and has been my heart's work. And when COVID came and everybody had to go home and teach virtually, such a challenge for all the teachers, and like trying to work with the kids with the materials that they have at home, and you know, it took some time for us to figure that out. But I had to come to the decision that I had to not return to that job due to family and just so many factors. It was a really difficult decision. And so I decided to create my own arts programming this fall, teaching outdoors and virtually. And so I have pods of kids that I meet with weekly online, and some are here in Michigan and some are out of state, or friends or family that, you know, normally couldn't see each other every day, so we can all meet together in that virtual space and explore.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A-Stars.
I imagine that children are especially fun to teach because they're open to everything. And we tend to get a little more inhibited, I think, and self-critical as we get older. Is that something that you found to be true? And how do you keep children from getting that way?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. It's true. You know, there's so much wonder, you know, about exploring. And then when kids start to get to age 11 or 12 is when they start to pull in a little bit. And I've worked really hard at trying to help kids to continue to feel safe. It's a lot about feeling safe, to be themselves in that space. You have to create a space that feels like a place that their safety and being themselves and exploring new things. So building relationship is really important, and information and how to use the materials. And then, you know, lots of conversation about, you know, and sharing about yourself and giving an opportunity for the students to reflect back their experience. Since I've been doing this teaching this fall, I've been working with adults too. And there's a lot of adults that need that nurturing, especially right now with all the things that everybody's struggling. Art is a really wonderful outlet for healing your soul.
You have on your website a notation on art therapy, so I wondered how that worked. And you just mentioned working with adults. How does art help people heal?
Yeah, there's a variety of ways. And one pathway to that is, let's say that a few people working together, whether it's online or in person, and you have materials in front of you, there's this emotion that kind of pulls you down, awaits you in a good way, and helps you to feel more open. And while you're working, you can have conversation, and maybe it's about the work, but it might also just be about feelings or what you're going through. I am grateful for the opportunities that I've had to have that experience. And I've been finding more and more adults asking or connecting and looking for those outlets right now.
When you're on your own, not being commissioned, what kind of subject matter usually draws you?
Well, that's something I'm really working at getting back to right now, because for a long time I have been doing commission work, and I've been an illustrator, illustrating children's books, and often doing work for others' visions, which is wonderful. And now COVID has also brought me this space of being able to do more of my own work. I really love nature and observational work, but then adding abstract perspective to the reality of what I'm looking at.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist and art instructor Kim Shaw. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.